وصحبه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to accept our meeting, guide us for knowledge from القران العظيم, the book of Allah, and سنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اسك الله تبارك وتعالى to increase all our knowledge and save us from all the confusions, save us from the fitna, from the shaitan. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who inshaAllah ta'ala to be saved in this life and in a hereafter, and to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah to save all of us from the hellfire. Ask Allah to save us from the punishment in a grave. Allahumma ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف الذي أخرجه الإمام البخاري بسند صحيح عن سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Whoever imitate a group of people or a such a kind of people, whoever imitate a people, act like them, speak about them like them, فهو منهم, verily he is one of them. This is the first hadith, inshallah, it's going to be our class today. The second hadith I'd like to share with you also. Al-hadith also mentioned in al-Bukhari wa Muslim. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, latattabi'unna sanana man qablakum, shibran bi shibra, وذراعا بذراع, حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in this translation of this hadith, you will follow the four steps of those who were before you. Who are those people? The Yahud and the Christian. You will follow the four steps of all those who were before you, foot by foot, arm by arm. And even if they found a hole only to fit a small animal or rat, and they try to go through, if even you're gonna act like them, you wanna go through like them. From this hadith, akhi, we joined together. Actually, I have the last 3 days, I was in a different classes, also different lectures, in different masajid, between Queen and Brooklyn. And I found everyone. First, the masjid, one of the masjid, they called me in Ozen Park, is a very big masjid, like Masjid al-Taqwa, has a lot of people too. And they invited a couple of people. And the people, they stood up. And the reason, it was Thursday, was the day of Thanksgiving Day. So they invited some imam from different masajid. I was one of them. And one by one, they left me to the last one. So one by one, they spoke about some of them. The Imam al-Khatib said Thanksgiving approved by the scholar in United States, because they said it is not a religious ceremony or religious matter, it is only tradition. So if it's tradition, there's nothing wrong that all people or relation to gather in this day and celebrate with this day, because it's not, no problem, no sins. This is fine, this is okay, no problem. That's the first one. The second one, he stood up and he said the same thing. He said, today we have to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah is demand. Praise Allah is demand. All people, all religious, all American, thanks Allah is demand. And also as a Muslim community, we have to be together to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Right. So they make a celebration for thanks. And they give me the microphone and start to speak. I said, actually, I disagree about what they said. I disagree. And when I say I disagree, you know, Sheikh Mustafa, jazakallah khair, Sheikh. You know me, I don't say anything from my mind. But I have to bring all the evidence, and you have to give it to the people in order the people to understand this fact. Because it's very dangerous. Amongst all these people, there were a lot of children. They got their children that night. They gathered them too. And we have to raise our children in Islam, and our children listen and act like the father and mother and the people in the masjid. You are a good example for our children. We are a good example for them. All the time we have to remember, we need to train and raise our children according to the Sharia, not according to the tradition. So I disagree about this. And the question today, celebrating of Thanksgiving, this is allowed in Islam or not? That's our question. That's why I start with the very hadith, first hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Verily, whoever imitate a kind of people or a group of people, and he like it, he like this way, he like their behavior, he like their tradition, that's verily he is the one of them. It's not me. It's not me. Is who said this? This imam, he said, and I feel that not only this imam, because I hear that many times, especially when they have like sometimes actually even Masjid al-Taqwa, sometimes they travel to Connecticut. So the people stand up over there and they like it too much and they speak about this too. Listen, we are a Muslim. Either to stay, either to follow Islam or not to follow Islam. I don't have anything between. There is the two colors, black and white. If you need to follow the Islam, there is nothing called gray to mix the color together. Either black or either white. And black here is not, doesn't mean that's evil. Astaghfirullah. We said actually in general about to use or not to use. That's actually my explanation tonight. Listen for this carefully. The people agree it is okay if you celebrate, if this is according to tradition. People grow up in this country, they celebrate about what? Thanksgiving. And you have to eat what in Thanksgiving? If you eat fish, you are a sinner. What about if I want to eat goat? No. Or a chicken? So the only delicious food in the day of Thanksgiving day is what?
Turkey.
And more than that, I traveled to Nur Halal in 3rd Avenue and 4th, 3rd Avenue, do you know this place? Downtown Brooklyn. I found the man is so busy, the owner. Turkey, 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 Turkey. And he doesn't know, can he only sell raw meat or to cook it for them? So when I entered the kitchen, because I went, why I went? Somebody can ask, so why you go and take this giving, Sheikh Mustafa? Wallah al-Azim, I will go because he has a fish. He baked the fish in the grill. I like it. So I went for fish. And that day, the only day I couldn't enjoy my fish. Always I like it. But because he burned it, he's so busy with the turkey. And he'll go halal shop to eat. Most of the time to go to halal shop, who is the buyers? From where? Muslim, right? Right. Let's see this. So everybody says there's nothing wrong if you celebrate with the other people if this is from tradition. Let's talk about this. In the day of Ashura, day of Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the Medina and he found who fasting? Beautiful. Then he asked sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال ما بال هؤلاء, what's the matter with these people? قالوا, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him, O Messenger of Allah, the Jew, they are the Jew, they fasting. He said, why they fasting? He said, because Allah saved who? Musa alayhi salam. So they fast the day of 10th of Al-Muharram, the day of Ashura. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Qala nahnu awla bi Musa minhum. We have priority, or we are the first people to follow Musa alayhi salam. Musa, he was Muslim, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And how much the children of Israel, they give him hard time. You know that. So we fasting that day too. Here actually up to this moment, the Yahud fasting and Muslim fasting. The companion of the Prophet sallam, listen for this carefully. He told them, Ya Rasulullah, they fast and we fast. So what's the difference now? Qala, if Allah give me life to that second year, I will do what? Fasting the day of what? Why? What is the reason the Prophet ﷺ said that? Huh? To be different what? That's number one. So you have evidence now. So this is a tradition, they did it. Actually the Prophet ﷺ, he made it different to fast the day of night to be actually different than one of the book of the Bible. And we remind ourselves again, the second hadith, you will follow the four steps of those who were before you, foot by foot, arm by arm, and even if they found a hole for animal to go through, they're gonna go, and they try to go, and you wanna follow them too, which is impossible to go through, but they wanna act like them. That's the one. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid us to pray in two times. Not allow for the Muslim to pray in these two times. What is the two times is? Sunrise and? Beautiful. Let's see this hadith. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى mean forbid, not to do it, عن الصلاة في وقتين, to pray in these two times, at the time of the sunrise. Why رسول الله? Because the sunrise between the two horns of shaitan. How about sunset? Sunset also set between the two horns of the shaitan. So the Prophet deny us or forbid us to pray. That's mean new meaning in the morning. I wake up. I know what time the sun rise. Not 7:30, Sheikh. 7:30, where you are, Sheikh? You are not in Sudan. You are in America. Wake up. Barakallahu feekum, inshaAllah. This is a duha. Talk about the sunrise. No, I'm talking about the sunrise. تشرق الشمس عند إشراق الشمس وغروب الشمس. 6:30.
7
o'clock. 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Now I wake up and found myself wake up at the sunrise. Few minutes before, and I did not pray, and I need to catch the Salat al-Subh. And I did not pray. It is from the Sunnah to wait for a while, 10 minutes after, in order, because if you pray in this time, that is the Salah which the Mushrikeen and the Majus used to pray in these two times. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he want to make you different than even the Mushrik. And he said, you are not allowed to pray at the sunrise. That's why when we pray the Duha, Salat al-Duha, and Salat al-Duha, when the sun starts to rise in the middle with one arrow in the middle of the sky, so because, and he says Salat al-Duha, give like a 20 minutes, 15-20 minutes after the sunrise to pray Salat al-Duha. Why the Prophet ﷺ postponed it for few minutes after, in order to avoid to pray in this time, because that is the Salah the Mushrik and the Kuffar, they used to pray at the sunrise and at the sunset. But the issue here to be different than what? To be different than what? To be different than the Mushrik and the Kuffar. So the Islam in general now came to make you totally different than those who were before us or any Mushrik and the Islam, because Islam came to secure us to have an independent Sharia, not to act like the other, not to follow the 4 steps of the others. That's clearly. And plus we have it in the Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ made for the Muslim 2 Eid. Eid Wat and Eid Wat? Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. We agree about that. That's number one. Today, why we became weak? All the time we need to act. We need to follow. We have a different celebration here in here in America. Halloween. Find a Muslim kids go and knock at the door also, and they looking for candy too, and they say, what, trick a trick, whatever it is. How do you call it, Yahi? Subhanallah. They go and also to act like our children, and we leave them. Say, they are kids, it's okay. But if you leave them day by day, they're gonna grow up, it became part of their system. So they were raised up according to this culture. We are not following. And in a matter of fact, each Halloween is the Eid of what? Because in America here, they love to celebrate the Eid of the Shaitan. Shaitan haram. Allah curse him. Allah punish him. We have to celebrate about this man. This man is innocent. So the people celebrate about a Shaitan and they call it Halloween. Also in Valentine. They make a special day, and we need to understand this fact. There is certain people, they working the whole year to give the products in this season. So now, in the month of December, people working for the whole year to produce all this and to sell it in the market, especially the cousins. The cousins, they selling, the best big selling in this season. And all of us, we know, is Jesus, Sheikh Yusuf. He born in December 25th. Yeah. So what we celebrate about? Could you imagine if I get any one of us today? You born in August, and you come and you tell your family member in January, I need to celebrate about my birthday in January. What the people gonna say about you?
Crazy man.
Crazy, right? Because you're supposed to celebrate what? In August. We gotta talk about birthday too. That's why I'm hoping this. Allah was walking. And one of the brothers told me, come, we have a nice food tonight, and so on, so I don't know. The man is almost 70 years old. So when I enter, actually, I'm expecting like a good dinner. I stop myself to eat the whole day, because I'm going to eat in the afternoon, tonight, some food. But I did not find food. So when I enter, I found in a dining table, a big cake, and 70 candles. What's going on here? That's a birthday of our dad. MashaAllah. You don't feel embarrassed. 70 years old and you celebrate. And what happened is, they invited a lot of people and the kids all around. And after that, I found myself in the dark time. They go, of course, the shut off the electricity. And then after that, everybody blew. Happy birthday, MashaAllah. Happy birthday for you. Ya akhi, we get tired. Ya akhi, from where you get? Abu Bakr did that?
No.
Did you hear about Umar? He call and he make like a piece of cake, whatever it is, and let me celebrate about my birthday. Or even Rasulullah SAW. Yeah. Why we follow? Why we are weak in our aqeedah? Why we have to go and act like the disbelievers? It is not the system of Islam. There is nothing that call it at all. You have a birthday or my birthday and so and so. There's nothing. And do you have an idea? I want to tell you some fact here. Most of us, we calculate our age based to what calendar?
Gregorian.
Right? Do you have an idea? According to the Islam, if you are the son of Islam, you should calculate your age based to the Islamic calendar.
Nobody knows.
You have to know that, right? Yeah, that's subhanAllah. Our age are based to the Islamic calendar. So that means if you are 50 day, maybe you are 45 years old. Be happy, man. Because you are younger now. Sheikh Yusuf, you are younger than your age. Because your age calculated to the Hijrah. And the Hijrah, in the month of Islam, we have between 28, 29. We don't have 31. Therefore, if you concentrate, your age is less than what you have. The people call you have 50 years old. You are not 50 years old. You are younger than that. Somebody gonna go and publish it. Sheikh Mustafa, he deny about the birth certificate. We don't gonna take it. Everybody burn his birth certificate. Don't do that. You put me in a trouble, bro. So the man celebrate about his birthday. Everyone celebrate about the birthday of his children. Ya subhanallah, ya akhi. And then, what do you call it today? What we have, Valentine. You have everybody try to be etiquette. Nice, gentle, in Valentine, to go and buy flower and give it to your wife. Here, my love, I love you today. Today is the day of love. I love you. Second day in the morning, he took the shoe or he took the stick and he beat her and give her a hard time until she's screaming. So before he fight, why you have to love her in Valentine only? Are the Islam only to celebrate and love your wife Valentine in Valentine Day? Subhanallah, akhi. So it's a kind of business. It's a kind of business to have this season to sell the flower, to sell the toys. I'm so wonder, some of the Muslims to go to Toys R Us and all this in Christmas time in December to buy a toy for his children. Why is not in Eid al-Adha? Why is not in Eid al-Fitr? So our children, they will wait for their gift in Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. But some of our Muslims today, their children, they said, because this is a time of sale. They make a big sale, 50%. Let me go and get a toy or train or car for my child or grandchild. And they encourage the sale in this time. And so I wonder what so call it like Black Friday. People stay in that night. Wallahi, it was very cold. Thousands of people waiting in order outside, in order the store to be opened couple of hours or one day before, waiting. And in the store, boom, they enter the store in order to get a TV or CD, whatever it is, you call it. In order for what? I call it black. Ya akhi, if you are a Muslim, wallahi, you should reject it. Because they call it Black Friday. If something call it Black Friday, don't look because of the color itself. But Black Friday for them, that's mean it is a bad day. that day for those who selling the stuff. Why? Because they have to lower all the price. Some of the store, they don't make any profits. That's why they call it black day. It means for them, it means that the day of loss, the day of sale, which all the owner, they're gonna lose some money. That is the bottom line. And I saw among the people, sister with hijab. Yeah, sister. To stay the whole night, waiting until the store be crowded with the people fighting with the men to enter the store to get actually TV or to get CD or video, whatever it is. Allah. Or Xbox for my child. Don't forget the Xbox too. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So the Muslim became weak, and we agree last week. We agree about last week. When we say the ayah from the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear it for us. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Inna alladhina tawaffahum al-malaikatu zalimi anfusihim. Qalu fima kuntum. قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها. Those whom the angel came to them at the time of death, when the death approached them, they will ask those who die, قالوا فيما كنتم. In what state were you before you died? قالوا فيما كنتم. Then they answered them, قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. We were weak in the land. Weak. And we stop in this and we explain it. What is the meaning of weak in the land, Sheikh? Weak. No bank account? No car? No house?
Unable to practice the deen of Islam.
Barakallahu fika, Sheikh Yusuf. So, it's actually, we weren't unable to practice the Islam. We don't fall, we are weak in our iman, weak in Islam. We don't practice the Islam well. We were weak in the land. Then the angel will ask them because of that too. When they said, we were weak in the land, because your Islam, look our children today. What happened to our children today? Everybody cry about his children. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. خلف من بعدهم خلف. A generation come after them. Father and mother, they pray, they fast, they do everything, they read the Quran. But what happened? A generation from them, children came out from them, grandchildren came from them. أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات. They أضاعوا الصلاة, they lost our children. The صلاة for them today, it's like an option. You have to cry. Did you pray? Until some time, they drive you crazy. Did you pray the Asr? And even said, yes. Yeah, and subhanAllah, every time you ask a child, did you pray? Yes. Like he knows the time of the salah perfect and he prayed. And even if he prayed, when he stand up for salah, what did he do? Allah alhamdulillah, Rabbil alamin, Rabbil alamin. 2 minutes. Finished. The case is finished. Is that right or not? How much our children stay? Did you see our children? When they stand up for the salah, they offer the salah in a proper way with khushu' and comfortable to pray the salah. Or what is the salah is? Fast food sandwich. Take it and run. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات. They lost the salah. They don't pray on time. Decide salah for them is doesn't matter if you lost the zuhr. It doesn't matter if you lost the salat al-isha and you sleep without isha. Became like an option for them. That is the weak generation. Our children became, they have riqqa fi deen. They became soft in the relation. Bring in one of the children today and read the whole Quran. for them. Are you expecting a Sheikh Yusuf to have a single tear from our children when he read the book of Allah?
Some of them, Sheikh.
Yeah. Allah,
a few of them.
Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, protect his children. Inshallah ta'ala. But we talk about the majority, Sheikh Yusuf. Majority. I'm personal, I sit with my children and we read the Quran. I don't find anyone in my life, any one of them, cry because of the Quran. Cry because of the Quran. We suffering because we put them in some culture or some, or in this land, and they are surrounded by the shaitan. Shaitan from everywhere. What they call it today, the internet, to na'uzu billah, and don't talk about internet. Xbox and not box or fax box, whatever it is they call it.
Facebook
and sharing. They chat. Chat. Chat with who? You understand? So we have a lot of children grow up in this country, became very soft. Because of what? Because of the culture they grow up within it. And if you don't fight and struggle with your children, you will lose them. You will lose them. Salah became like lost between the family member today, especially with our children. They don't cry because of the Quran. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, عينان لا تمسهما النار عين بكت من خشية الله وعين باتت تحرس في سبيل الله. Two eyes will never be touched by the hellfire. It's meaning Allah tabaraka ta'ala will protect the whole body from the hellfire. Two eyes. The first eye cry from the fear of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. When they hear, إذا تتلى عليهم آيات الرحمن خر سجدا وبكيا. When they hear the recitation of Ar-Rahman, Allah, خروا, right away. Right away they go and rush in sujood. And we cry, and they cry to Allah to forgive them. May Allah make all of us among these people and save also our children, inshallah. So, the children today, children became soft in aqidah, soft in Islam, soft in Islamic aqidah, subhanallah. Children today, you ask them question, he doesn't know who's Abu Bakr and who's Umar and who's Ali. Children today, wallahi al-azim, I ask a young boy, I told him, who's the prophet of Islam? He told me, I don't know. A child in junior high, about 11, 12 years old, who's the prophet of Islam? You are a Muslim, say yes. Who's your prophet? The messenger. I try to make him understand. Tell me, I don't know. Tell me, your father never told you who's the messenger. Tell me, no. Tell me, your mother never, she told you who's the messenger of Islam, who's the prophet of Islam. He told me, she never told me that. I don't know who's lie. He lie against his parents, or their parents are false. They did not teach the children, at least the prophet of Islam. So we became soft in our aqidah today, in our children. And us also, we became in and to follow the undesire. Because Allah is saying in the rest of the ayah, the rest of the ayah, خَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. They lost the salah and they follow the desires. What is the desire is? Football, game, TV, movie. You understand? Go around, look around, go all around with his friend all over. That's what happened. That's the desires. And that is the desires. I cannot imagine. How come you don't ask about your children? How come you leave your children like this without asking, where is my children is? I remember my life when I was young, my father, he made like a rule. After 10 o'clock, you're not going to enter the house. After 10 o'clock, you cannot enter the house anymore. So I have, now.
So, you are lucky.
Yeah.
Because they said after 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. The brother here more extremist, mashallah.
No more.
Subhanallah. So my father, at 10 o'clock, you are not enter. So sometimes I stuck in the transportation. I have to run. I need to kill the driver. to in order to fast, to drive the bus fast, because my father said 10 o'clock, he doesn't know this language. 10:05, you are not in the house. You have to sleep outside. Subhanallah, where we are from this today, our children come back 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and personally I suffer from this. So because of the softness of our deen, we don't put the children in the right track. Right track. The man, he left his daughter, without hijab. No hijab, no hijab, no hijab. Until she entered the college. And he told her, maybe you have to wear the hijab. She's not going to wear it. Because it's too late. You wait until she became 17, 18 years old. And you ask her to go to take the hijab. He did not ask her to make it. Even in high school, she gonna wear it when she became mixed with other people. Oh, they're gonna say about me, I'm ugly. Subhanallah. So tradition doesn't do anything for us. Tradition killing us day by day. We lost our children because of the tradition. So how come some certain people today to stand up and say scholar in America approve celebration about the birthday, the Thanksgiving Day? Why? And wait a second here. You have to eat turkey in that day. Yeah, if you're going to die because of the turkey, yeah, postpone it. If you're going to die, because I know everybody at this time, they remember the turkey. In this time particularly, they remember the turkey. So if you give him the turkey a month after, I'm going to tell you actually, let's we practice it. Some will offer the turkey after 1 month from now. So it's not tasty. I need it in Thanksgiving Day. That is the season to eat. If you're going to die, yaakhi, don't eat the turkey in that day. Postpone it, yaakhi. Postpone it. My son, he came to me, Dad, we have a food free today in the Thanksgiving. I said, what? He said, someone of my friends, he invited me for turkey. His mother, she is a Muslim, of course. His mother actually invited him for turkey. Can you come with us? I told him, what? I said, you think? Yeah, actually, you think you're going to go? He told me, I didn't feel comfortable. I told him, why you accepted? And alhamdulillah, my son, he did not go. He did not go for that. Because I told, spoke with him. You have to speak with your children. Teach them. Tell them. And because, why we are? Now in Eid al-Adha, what you should do? What you eat in Eid al-Adha? You eat what?
Lamb.
The Qurban. Goat or lamb? Because don't say because you love lamb. Some people delegate, they love goat. Here you go, next to you. We eat Qurban in any way. Qurban. Did you ever see your neighbor? Because some of the Muslims today, when they came, and some of them ask to be a sheikh, I respect my neighbor. My neighbor is always good for me. That's why I intend me and my wife to buy a Christmas tree and I put it in the front of my house. Because I respect my neighbor. You respect your neighbor to go and buy a Christmas tree and you put it in the front of your house? That's how you respect your neighbor? Why you celebrate like him? Yes, Islam commands us to be nice and kind with our neighbor. Yes, but doesn't mean you have to celebrate. To celebrate his Eid. Because did you see any neighbor before? Any neighbor? Your neighbor before, Sheikh Yusuf, came and tell you, we respect to Brother Yusuf, he's next to us. We're going today also, we sacrifice a goat also, because we respect the Sheikh Yusuf and going to celebrate about the Qurbani like him today. Did you ever see anyone, your neighbor did that? SubhanAllah, so why we are the one in the front line, we need to celebrate in a birthday, in Halloween, in Valentine, in everywhere. Why we have a soft? Why we are soft? Why we try to act like the disbelievers? We have a full respect for everyone. All religion, we respect them. But it doesn't mean, because I respect them, doesn't mean I have to celebrate with them. Because this is not from my deen. This is not from my aqidah. This is not from my Islam. Why we became a soft? You raise your children with this kind of celebration, you will never stop it. It became in their system. When he grow up and marry, and he's gonna tell his wife, let me go and buy turkey and we celebrate about turkey. Because he raised him with turkey and celebration. Why we are soft? So Al Malaika will ask them, in what state you were? قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. We were weak. Weak in Islam. Weak in Iman. Weak in Taqwa. Then the angel will give it to them, the second question. قال ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها. Isn't it? The land of Allah are so spacious. Large. Very large. To migrate to it. If you feel you are weak in this land, you cannot stay in this land. If you feel you are weak in aqidah, in Islam, you're committing sins all the time, you are not allowed to stay in this land. I am born in this country. Even if you're born in this country, you are a Muslim. If you find yourself weak and you disobey Allah and you feel yourself you are in a careful, for example, to commit zina. I'm not going to stay in this land if you cannot control yourself. I'm going to deal with riba. Everybody, today when the people ask me, Ya Sheikh, I need to buy a house for my children. I need to buy a house. I said, buy a house, Sheikh. He said, I cannot. I don't have the money. I said, don't buy the house. He said, no, exactly. I'm going to, because Allah, He knows my niyyah. I reject the riba, but I'm going to Citibank to take the loan. Allah, subhanallah. You know this is haram, Sheikh? You know this is haram. Why you go and you fail in riba? You came to this country, all of us, we know. We came to this country to have like a better life. Better job. Making money. Yes, we do that. I convince I'm one of them. So what happened is, but don't ever let the money deceiving you. Because Isa ibn Maryam, radiallahu alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa, قال لا تتخذ الدنيا رب فتكون لها عبدا. Don't ever take this dunya, this life, as a rab, as a god. Because if you take this dunya as a god, you will be a slave for this god. You are be a slave for the dunya, not for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you will violate, you make a violation in Islam. You deceiving yourself, you losing your life, you losing your hereafter. So, in a matter of fact, in order to live in this land, you have to be strong in your Islam, in your aqidah. And number two, if you find yourself weak in Islam and you disobey Allah, and you cannot stop, you must leave this land and go for a new land to start your life with Islam, with Sharia. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, every one of the Muslims should pray to Allah to die in Medina. Why die in Medina? Why you have to die in Medina? Remember Sheikh Yusuf, when we go to for Umrah or Hajj, you have this experience in Medina. In Medina. At the time of Fajr time. And when the Azan came, what is the people? You were in a hotel, right? What did you find yourself?
Running!
You find the people, subhanallah, I look to the people, like million of the people moving to the masjid of the Prophet in Medina and also in Mecca, in the holy masjid. So you became energy. You have energy. You need to go and pray. You love it. You feel the sweetness of ibadah. Nothing stops you. If you sleep and you did not go to the masjid, how do you feel? If you lost the salat al-fajr in the masjid, you feel bad because you lost the salat, but not today. Now today, especially the winter time. Today is winter time. What time now? 5:30. I know they pray in Masjid Taqwa at 5:30. Let me sleep more 5 minutes. And this 5 minutes will take you to another 5 hours. Because you're going to eat rice pudding in your dream. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. No energy. But over there, because all the atmosphere is what? Helping you to do what? To do what? To go for the salah you love. And when you go to the masjid right away, still 15 minutes for the salah, right away you go and take one Quran and you start to read. That is a beautiful life. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, all your heart will be comfortable. You feel the sweetness of Iman. You feel something. You are. But today we making money. But in the meantime, we feel bad sometimes. I have the bank account, but you feel bad inside you. You feel stress inside you. Why? And you have the money, but there is no happiness. And the happiness cannot be in the right way unless you be with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All of us, so we tested the sins. When you commit sins, you feel bad after the sins. You feel very bad for yourself. You don't like everybody around you. Even you hate yourself after you committed sins. But when you are in a straight path and you fear Allah and you go and you do your duty, you feel happy all the time. Even if you don't have enough money, you feel happy. Because Allah with you make you happy, make you feel comfortable. But the sins all the time taking every one of us to feel bad. You don't feel happy in your life. Sometimes, astaghfirullah, some of the people, they said, I need to die. I don't want to continue in this life. Why? He's not happy. Why? Because he committed sins and he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But those with Allah, sometimes they have a little money, but they are so happy. He came to the masjid, they pray. Some of you stay from the Maghrib to the Isha. That is a happy time. That's a happy time for you. Some people now today they feel happiness when they go to the movie theater or they go to 42nd Street or they go to Atlantic City or whatever. They said, let me go for fun. Shaitan cost you money. Allah doesn't cost you money. Shaitan cost you money. Atlantic City cost you money or not? Cost you money. To go and commit illegal sexual intercourse cost you money or not? Cost you money. You understand? Everything, all the sins cost you money. Shaitan's way cost you money. So you have to pay for your sins. But when you go for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, doesn't cost. I'm going to Masjid Taqwa. It's going to cost me to have little water to renew my wudu and stay in the class until to pray the Isha free. And you come happy. You go home and you sleep happy in the night. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to open our heart with Iman, with Taqwa of Allah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to protect all our family member from the shaitan and the campaign of the shaitan, and to make the last deeds in our life before we meet Allah to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, to die with Taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, we are a sinner, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, we are not able to carry the punishment of the hellfire. We are not able. Forgive us, Ya Allah, and give us mercy, Ya Allah, because we are not able to carry this punishment. Ask Allah to guide our children to be a true Muslim. And those who still suffering with their children and they are not Muslim, we ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to guide them for Islam, inshaAllah. Because this is your goal. When you became Muslim and your children is not Muslim and or your wife is not Muslim, you pray day and night for Allah to make them Muslim and do your duty. You have to go and invite them for Islam. Don't leave them. Don't leave them the shaitan. Because in the day of the judgment, if they die as a disbeliever, you're going to find them for sure in hellfire. In hellfire. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we cannot accept it to someone, those who has no knowledge, to stand up in the front of the people and say, thanksgiving is a tradition and we are allowed to thank Allah. Thank you, Yaakhi, every day. You thank Allah in fard only 17 times. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Every single salah, you praise Allah and you thank Allah or not. In Fatiha. Right. That bless, that bless what? Bless the sunnah. Only fard. You praise Allah every day 17 times. And more than that, the Prophet, after every salah, the Prophet advised us to do that, to do that, to do what after every single salah? Huh? To say subhanallah 33, alhamdulillah 33. So in a matter of fact, every day you thank Allah 33 times 5 salah, how much it is? But some people, they want to thank Allah once a year, and has to be in the Thanksgiving day. You have to eat the turkey. So لا يا أخي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Whoever imitates any kind of people, he verily he is the one of them. What does that mean? What did you understand? Verily, he is the one of them. What does that mean?
That's why
he became
Jewish like them or
Christian. Can we do that, Afi? Can we lose our deen to be like this because of a piece of turkey? And you have to eat with a turkey gravy. And don't forget the gravy, because gravy is very important too. You understand? Subhanallah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, ask Allah to save us from this ignorance. I will leave, inshallah, the rest of this time until we pray today, because we did not open, I didn't hear you, to enjoy your question from long time. So we need to give a space also for you to ask a question, inshallah, because you did not ask it. We should make like a 1 week, one Sunday, inshallah, for question totally. Sometime we need to speak and teach the community, but we need also your question, inshallah ta'ala. Fadal Habib.
As-salamu
alaykum. Alaykum as-salamu.
I just want to...